From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. In Paris, President Trump is a guest of honor at France's Bastille Day celebrations. Earlier, after speaking with French President Emmanuel Macron, Mr. Trump made no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, I mean, something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. But we will talk about that over the coming period of time. And if it happens, that'll be wonderful. And if it doesn't, that'll be okay, too.
The two leaders found common ground in areas such as Syria and counterterrorism. A U.S. judge has called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to avoid President Trump's travel ban. Mr. Trump had sought to block grandparents and other extended relatives from joining family members in the United States. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell. Heather Newart is the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
He was really a beacon of hope for so many Chinese who fundamentally believe and their rights and their human rights and in freedom and democracy. We were saddened by his death, as I think so many other people are around the world.
Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care. This is VOA News.